Well, not only is the Yiddish Book Center where we're broadcasting from a busy place, but the Erich Carle Museum of Picture Book Art just up the road is a busy place today as well. They're holding a free fun Friday till 4 o'clock. It's sponsored by the Highland Street Foundation. Free admission to the museum includes films, story times, and activities.
And the Carle's current exhibitions, Harriet the Spy Turns 50, Sims Tabak, Art by Design, and The Art of Erich Carle and Friends, What's Your Favorite Animal, are all part of today's event.
And incredible, incredible exhibits. Erich and Barbara Carle founded the museum in November 2002. Erich Carle is a renowned author and illustrator of more than 70 books, including the 1969 classic The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Yep. The mission of the museum is to inspire a love of art and reading throughout picture books, the only full-scale museum of its kind in the United States. The Carle collects, preserves, presents, and celebrates picture books and picture book illustrations from around the world.
Rebecca Miller-Goggins, the museum's director of development, joins us this morning. We also welcome artists, authors David Hyde Costello and Jeff Mack, both who have events at the museum today. Part of this fun Friday, and it's wonderful to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Excellent. So, Rebecca, let's start with you. We had a lovely event last night at the museum. It was we got to see everything. We had a wonderful time, and then we realized, oh my gosh, you guys probably want to get rid of us because you have a lot going on today.
That's right, Joe. But no, we never want to get rid of you. We're very always happy to have you at the Carle. And we are definitely very excited about today. Free Fun Friday, as you mentioned earlier, sponsored by the Highland Street Foundation. This is a terrific program that offers tens of thousands of visitors throughout the summer to 67 partner institutions throughout the summer. This is our second year to have a Free Fun Friday with the Highland Street Foundation. And last year on this day, we had 1,400 people come through the door in one day.
So if everybody's listening right now, what do they do? Hop in their car and
come
to Amherst.
Definitely come down to the Carle. We have lots of room, lots of activities for everybody. As you know, you'll be hearing in just a few minutes from David Hyde Costello and Jeff Mack, two of our guest artists today. They're both
and
doing story times and a giraffe. We do have a giraffe here as well. But we have films, outdoor activities. Nick Bayard is doing music outside. We have tattoos for kids, picture book artist tattoos. Great food outside, ice cream, and it's going to be a great day. And we aren't that far from Albany, so we'd love to have people anywhere in the region hop over and come to the Carle.
Well, that's right. And this is our favorite area right over here in Amherst, so we know, you know, that. Let me ask you this. What was your favorite book growing up?
My favorite book growing up, I had two picture books that I loved. One was The Hat by Tommy Ungerer, and the other was Junk Day on Juniper Street by Arnold Lobel.
Wow. But you have to pick one.
I would say The Hat.
The Hat.
The Hat.
Excellent. That was the one that you carried around.
I did.
That's how you can tell.
I did.
It was just one that you got out of the library a lot or one that you actually had.
It was one that I owned. I was actually very lucky. Tommy Ungerer was at the Carle just a couple years ago. We did an exhibition with him, and my mother sent me my book, and he autographed it for me.
Oh, that's really cool.
That was one of the great things about the Carle.
We want to get to our authors and illustrators in just a moment, but I first want to talk about the exhibits. You have three great exhibits up. Turns 50. Louise Fitzhugh, many people may not know this, but not only did she write the book, but she illustrated it as well. You have the illustrations, and it's a beautiful exhibit.
We do. We have all the, we have a great selection from the original illustrations from the book. They're all in black and white. It's just exceptional what Louise Fitzhugh could do with just black and white, the way these images are just so evocative and in many ways refer back to influences that she's had, and we have some great decals of Harriet the Spy herself in the gallery, life size, that kids can sort of walk up and see how tall they are next to Harriet the Spy.
Wow.
It's very exciting.
And then real quick, the Sims Tabak Art by Design, which is a great exhibit as well. We lost him, I guess, about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, something like that.
Just about. Two years ago.
But my goodness, what a great author, and probably best known for his I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly.
Yes, The Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly, and also Joseph and the Little Overcoat.
Yes, which is beautiful.
Was
we were
also
reading
phenomenal.
This morning, actually. We had story time in
excellent,
the hotel.
Excellent.
Yes. it was a lot of fun. Libby gave it. It was my homework to read.
That's good.
You know that Pete changed the words to I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly, because remember, it was Perhaps She'll Die, and then it became sexist, so he changed the words, but I forget what he did with it. but I know something. Anyway, I should never have opened my mouth.
That's all right. That's okay.
I think that's the exciting thing about children's literature and some of these books is how we can take something that's been in our history for so many years and turn it into something that can be new for another generation.
Oh, I remember what. It was. I know an old lady who swallowed a lie.
Oh, okay. Swallowed a lie.
Oh.
Perhaps she'll die? Is that the song?
No.
Okay. Anyway, then the art of Eric Carle and friends. What's your favorite animal? And this is a great exhibit. So what you do? Well, first of all, it's a great book. The book just came out, and what you do is you have these great artists that you have
relationships with,
and you say, okay, what's your favorite animal? And then they drew a picture of an animal, and then in the exhibit you have matched it with some perhaps the same animal, like a penguin, with work that Eric has done over the years, and you've put that together. And then we should note that the book itself, if you get that, that all goes
all the proceeds go to the museum.
Book.
Exactly, they do, and we're very grateful to our friends at Holt for that. Thank you. Yes.
And Eric is on the scene. Does he have any role in all of this?
Well, he did his favorite animal in the book, What's Your Favorite Animal? He's not at the museum today. I should let people know that.
Yes.
He is not
at
the museum today. He does come for an annual book signing, but he is not there today. And he did provide an illustration for the book. His favorite animal is a cat.
Yes, mm-hmm. a great.
We also have invited all of our friends around the world, in fact, to submit their favorite animal electronically to us, and so we have a display in the exhibition where you can scroll through and see the wonderful.
Great.
Yeah,
it was like I was looking at it, like there was a rooster, and I was like, oh, this is cool, and it was done by a 52-year-old woman in Cleveland, and then 2 seconds later, there's like a 3-year-old that did this like a worm.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
And the talent is amazing out there.
And you know, age does not dictate. Artistic talent.
No.
Not at all.
Well, if you had to choose between a worm and a cat, what would yours be?
Yeah, I'd probably take the cat.
I'd take the worm.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's
all
just
right.
The way
okay.
it is.
Let us talk to our wonderful authors this morning and find out what they are up to. First, David Hyde Costello, I go to because he has a giraffe.
Right. So this is a part of a 6-foot-tall cardboard giraffe puppet that I built that is part of the programs that I do for when I do readings like I'm doing today. So
yeah. So and what will you be reading from?
I'll be reading I Can Help, which is my second book, and it's a.
I hold the book in my hand.
It's a story about animals helping each other out of jams in the jungle, and giraffe is one of the animals featured in the book. So that's the reason for this.
Well, where'd you get the talent to do that?
Thanks. And I don't know.
It's innate.
It's one of it's one of those things where I was thinking about, you know, what do I want to do when the book comes out, and what can I do for the you know, the readings, and I what kind of I have an interest in puppets, so what animal can I turn into a puppet? And then at some point you think, oh, you know, it'd be cool though is if I made a 6-foot-tall cardboard giraffe, and then I just kind of started. This started as a prototype and turned into the final product because you just end up spending. Alan, spend this time in your studio building a cardboard giraffe, but the way you do, you know,
I
did that, and at some points questioning, you know, what am I doing, and is this the best use of my time? But at the end, there was a giraffe puppet.
And you say, oh, look, college paid off.
Yeah. I hope my parents say that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you go from, the duck helps the monkey.
Right.
The monkey then helps the...
The duck gets lost, and the monkey helps the duck find the family, and then the monkey is falling, and the giraffe helps the monkey,
That's right. Yeah, okay.
It's cyclical.
So the giraffe comes in and helping them reach.
Right, right.
What happens when the kids grow up and they find out it's exactly the opposite?
Well, I'll tell you how the story started, because this is my...
it doesn't have to be.
You know,
that's why we need children's literature.
No, exactly.
Turn that around.
This is my right subversive indoctrination for these socialistic ideas that I have. But Jeff Mack and I actually talk about this kind of thing, like how do you make a book that's actually going to prepare children for the world they're going to live in?
Right,
and
right.
I don't know the answer to that, but this actually came about because I was living in New Rochelle and spending a lot of time in New York City. Mm-hmm. And at some point, I just got increasingly frustrated with how people didn't pay attention to or help each other, and at one point decided, all right, this part here that I'm occupying, like this is the polite part of New York City. That I that I broke that barrier. I mean, she was, you know, she thanked
me. You're lucky
me.
She didn't throw it in your face.
Well, I know, exactly. That's the thing. It feels like a little bit of a risk. And yeah. So that's really what this, it was that kind of interaction that this.
Like, maybe she was disarmed by the fact that you had a giraffe puppet.
Because I carry this all the time, actually. This is, yeah. He's in all of my portraits, and he's on my driver's license, actually, too. So
there is a similarity.
Yeah.
Jeff Mack is also with us. He has a new book out. It's called The Things I Can Do.
Ooh.
And Jeff can do all kinds of amazing things. You have it's an autobiography, isn't it, Jeff?
A little bit. Yep. Those are just a couple of the things that I figured out.
You can draw. You can make lunch. You can get your own drink. You can do all kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the pictures in the book, it tells a little bit of a different story. This kid is bragging about all the things he can do, but the pictures show that maybe he's not quite as skilled as he thinks he is.
Now, you. So when you're at the you're at the museum today, what will you be reading the kids?
I got a bunch of stuff I'm going to read. I'm going to read this one, which is this is good news, bad news. This is actually that's Japanese. Let me see. I have an English version here somewhere.
You're going to do the Japanese version?
No. I'll probably do the English. Depends on the audience, but
I'll
usually do the English version.
By some reason, you have to have a whole audience of Japanese people. You'll do the Japanese
then
version.
Then I've got the book with me, just in case. Right.
Okay. I just think it's cool that it is in all those. That must be neat.
This book is in 13 different languages.
Whoa.
And it's because the only words in the book are good news and bad news. So it makes it very easy to translate.
Right. We don't have the problems that we were talking about earlier, and we'll talk about in a few minutes about translation.
Most of the reading actually is a conversation that you have with the kids about the pictures in the book. So the words good news, bad news, they sort of give a little meaning to the pictures, help you understand what's happening.
So David and Jeff, what is as we wrap up the segment here, what are the what does it mean for you living in this area but to have this resource near you of the Eric Carle Museum and a museum that deals, you know, with what you do to make a living?
This
it's
area,
good, it's good.
It is. It's great. It's a great area. I just love this area because, there's so many colleges and universities, and they offer so many different cultural programs that I find really inspiring to go to. Gives me a lot of ideas. And
the Carle is great as kind of a central meeting point for that, sort of all of the children's book community around you. I sort of think of this area as like we all work in the same big office building. But the Eric Carle Museum is definitely kind of one of the central meeting places, like the hub of that.
It's like your
water cooler.
Yeah, there you go.
So Rebecca,
just really quickly, if anybody wants to give some money to the Eric Carle because they admire your mission, what would they do?
Oh, we would love that. They can write a note. Well, and we would love that. And actually, we were very thrilled because we had a matching challenge grant through the end of June, and we ended up meeting our challenge. So we were just so happy with all of our donors. But anybody can go online to www.carlemuseum.org, and they can click on Give and Join right there. They can make a donation. They can become a member. All of our members get to come in for free. And, every single gift makes a difference to the Carle and helps inspire a love of art and reading.
Now do you want to throw the softball back to me?
Yes, and thank you, Alan.
No, how do you help WAMC?
No.
How would you help WAMC?
No.
So here's a question, because we're out of time. But as far as today, people just show up.
People can show up.
And if you miss it today, then tomorrow there's
we have all kinds of great things going on. Tomorrow we have Aaron Becker, who is going to be talking about his Caldecott Honor winning book Journey and his new book Quest that's coming out.
That Journey book is so cool.
Extraordinary.
You can find out more, carlemuseum.org, carlemuseum.org. Again, free fun Friday till 4 o'clock today. And you can find out more by going to carlemuseum.org. Rebecca, David, and Jeff, thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure. You guys are all so much fun.
thank you, Joe.
Very
happy to be here.
Thanks
thank
so much.
You.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.